Well, good evening everyone, and today I'd like to share with you some audio received from the International Space Station as it passed over Europe this afternoon at around 4:20 p.m. It's likely a school contact, but unfortunately the questions cannot be heard and the gaps have been edited out. The audio also gets a bit scratchy in places, but I've left in as much as possible. The only female crew member aboard the ISS at the moment is the commander, Sunny Williams, and she answers 9 questions before I lost the signal. Let's listen in.
4 India, Sierra, got you loud and clear. Over. Help me. Hi, Alec. Hey, that's a great question. You know, from this view, you know, we have 16 sunrises and sunsets a day, so at night, particularly, we can look really dark and deep into space. And you know what's cool? It's of course dark, but it also looks 3D. It looks like the stars are different places, and you can see that the universe goes on and on. It's pretty amazing. Over. That's a good question. We do have garbage, of course. We recycle water and urine, so that we have that inside, but we still do have paper garbage and garbage from our food. So that actually goes into a container, and then we put them in a space shuttle. I would love to. You know, I think I'd probably be a little bit scared, but I think we would have done some research and had some idea what was there. And hopefully there's evidence, you know, there is evidence of water was there at some point in time, so hopefully there is something there that we can find. Over. You know, Ben, that question's a little bit probably over my head. You know, I've done some studying on astronomy. When we do look out into the universe, like I was mentioning when I talked to Alec, it does look 3D. There are places out there that we can see that are darker than others. I mean, the black is definitely not just a solid black. There's definitely shades of black, so there is a lot of energy out there. But I don't really have more thoughts except for there's a lot more that we need to discover. Over. As a matter of fact, I just got off the treadmill, which you are held down to with bungees, and that provides a load so you can run and put some stress on your hips and your ankles, which is the bone density areas which we lose. We also have a bike up here where we can work on our cardiovascular fitness, and a weightlifting machine which uses pushing against vacuum to be able to create a simulated weight. Over. Interesting question. I have never thought of it as sacrifices. There just is some time that you do spend away from your family. You know, here on the International Space Station, we do a lot of training in other countries, and so you end up being away from home probably a year out of a two and a half year training program, and then, of course, you're up in space for about 6 months. So I think just missing your family and friends and the routine of being back home. Over. Great question. You know, we don't always have a doctor up here, but we do have like a lot of medical equipment and medicine, and we do all get some training for like things. If something happened really bad, we'd be able to take care of somebody if they had got a, like, for example, electrical shock. But in general, we have doctors on the ground at mission control, and they could help us administer whatever type of medical help the person might need by telecommunications. Over. Interesting question. You know, we've been in low Earth orbit for a long time, and now we're, you know, it's obvious that we can do this, and other companies can do it too, and I think that that's great, because that will make things better, smarter, as there's a little bit more competition, and that will allow NASA to focus on going further into space and building rockets and spacecraft that could take us farther than low Earth orbit and do and discover stuff and explore, like our charter is. Over. That's funny, considering tomorrow is Halloween. We don't really have a lot of costumes up here, but I do have some candy, and I think we'll acknowledge the holidays one way or the other. Christmas, I was up here on my first flight for Christmas, and we had, of course, the day off, and I had brought up some gifts for all my crewmates. So it depends on the different type of holiday. Thanksgiving, well, I'm sure we're going to make